Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
There is no difficulty that enough love will not conquer, no disease that enough love will not heal, no door that enough love will not open, no gulf that enough love will not bridge, no wall that enough love will not throw down, no sin that enough love will not redeem. It makes no difference how deeply seated may be the trouble, how hopeless the outlook, how muddled the tangle, how great the mistake. A sufficient realization of love will dissolve it all. If only you could love enough, you would be the happiest and most powerful being in the world. So wrote poet Emmett Fox as he talked about the power of love. Yet his beautiful words contain a fatal flaw. If only you could love enough. Talking about love's power is one thing. Translating it into our lives, the tough kind of love that is stronger than the assaults made on it, is quite another thing. Too often, our love is as fragile as a delicate flower that quickly withers when the first blast of desert air hits it. In theory, love is really beautiful. In practice, it is difficult. I'm thinking of a comic strip in my file by Parker and Hart called The Wizard of Id. The opening frame shows a minister as he intones, "Love is where it's at, my children. Love thine enemy, love thy neighbor, love one another. Love is the way." Then the final frame shows him standing by the door, shaking hands with his parishioners, and he's thinking to himself, "This is the part I hate the most." The big question is this: how can I translate love into everyday living? How can I be a more loving mom or dad? How can I love the members of my family who are not very lovable? The first thing I'd point out is that the human heart, your heart, is an amazing thing. It has the capacity to love hundreds of people, even thousands of different individuals, provided, and the condition is a big one, provided you are not in love with yourself. The person who is so wrapped up with himself, he seems to bottle up the flow of love, and there's never enough room left in his heart to love anybody else. Observation number two is that love is a sacrifice with a price tag attached. Yet real love never counts the cost. Unlike much of our thinking today that considers something we receive, real love is a sacrifice. It demands that you give of yourself and your means to someone else in meeting their needs. As I see it, this involves your intellect, your emotions, your bodies, and your spirit. In other words, it involves all of your entire being. It puts the interest and the satisfaction of the other above yours. Observation number three is that you can't give it if you don't have it yourself. You can't fake it if you don't have it in your heart. And you can't really give it away any more than you can come back from some place you haven't been to. Let me go one step further as I put my finger on the nerve of the whole matter. A long time ago, John wrote, "God is love, and he who does not love knows not God, for God is love." Love is not just a feeling, an emotion. It is a force, a commitment, a tremendous power. It is a glue that causes relationships to cement, a balm that brings healing, a lubricant to the daily irritations of life, an elixir that gives joy to relationships, and an oxygen that gives relationships room to breathe. It is this plus a great deal more.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.